I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen. Hello, everybody. Richard Bliss Brook here with yet another Road to Diamond interview. My mission in this project is to interview every diamond and above in Young Living, which probably will be a lifetime pursuit. Even if I could catch up with the hundreds and hundreds of diamonds and above, they keep popping, so I could be doing this for a long time. But the purpose of these interviews is to give all of us a roadmap to diamond and above. How have people done it? And there's lots of different paths to diamonds, which you'll get from these interviews. People have done it lots of different ways. You will probably do it a different way. And what you can gain from these interviews are some very vital statistics, which we will drill down on, and also some vital stories to inspire you to believe that you can do what people like Joanne Cann have done. And my guest today is none other than the quite famous Joanne Cann from Hong Kong. And Joanne, say hello to everybody, and we'll get started.
Hi, everybody. It's such an honor and such a privilege to be here with Richard and everybody else. I hope I can give you something that you can use.
You will. I caught up with Joanne. She's in Whistler, British Columbia, while she's on a, I don't know, it sounds like a two-month tour, Joanne. You are all over the place. So thank you for sitting down for 30 minutes and letting me do this interview. I'm going to start with asking you, who were you, where were you, and what were you doing before somebody introduced you to Young Living? And then I'm going to ask about who and how you were introduced.
Okay. So I was a stay-at-home mom, dedicated to giving the best of everything for my daughter. And she's now 14. Back when she was a baby, she had eczema and a lot of different minor health issues. Like she would get sick very easily. She'd get colds and cough. I think that's all moms suffer from, especially from somewhere that like as polluted as Hong Kong. And so that's all I was doing. I was looking for some non-invasive way to... that's all I do. I send them to school. I pick them up from school. I sit outside school waiting for them to finish nursery, do the grocery, and all that kind of stuff. That's all I did.
Okay. So how and who introduced you to Young Living? Tell us about that at a granular level. Like, I want to hear about the conversation and who it was and how you knew that person.
Okay, so it was Patricia Gui. She now lives in Singapore. Back then, she lived in Hong Kong, and that's how I met her. We met in a Waldorf kindergarten. I don't know if you are all familiar. I'm sure some of you are, about Waldorf kindergartens and Waldorf education. And Waldorf parents tend to do everything natural, and we don't... In fact, that school actually do not require the children to be vaccinated. That's how it is. And when the kids fell... they would put homeopathic remedies on them instead of the medicated cream. Yep. So, and it's very calming, it's very nice. So we were in a parent and child group and we started talking. We were both advocates about non-medication. And we both, and so I introduced her to my naturopath and she introduced me to her Yuan method, and we would both go take lessons together and learn about this natural kind of health thing. So every time when we find something, we would exchange ideas. And because our children were the same age and we were having similar challenges about education, about health, about basically everything, you know, get along with your husband, getting along with your in-laws, how to treat the kids, where to bring them up, how to bring them up, how to become a parent. So we both were walking a very similar path. And so when she had to be relocated back to Singapore, her husband worked at a bank. And so she had to go back to Singapore. We kept in touch. And with the phone, with WhatsApp, we were very, very close. So if my daughter would be sick, I would text her and she'd tell me to write numbers on her wrist, some sort of new numbers healing, and I would do it, you know? And that's how strong the relationship was. We were willing to try anything and everything.
Yep.
Right. And so when she told me, I still remember it was in September, she started sending me emails about how essential oils work, how antiviral, and she started sending me all the studies because I love to read studies and she does too. So she would send me studies about how antiviral essential oils are, all these studies. And I was like, oh, God, come on. Because I have boxes and boxes of essential oils at home. I did essential oils when I was in my 20s. So back when I was in my 20s, back before I got married, I actually worked as an executive assistant for my dad, who is the chairman of a listed company in Hong Kong. Uh-huh. So it's sort of the New York Stock Exchange, but it's in Hong Kong. And I was his assistant. And so basically, between I was 20 to 30, before I got married, all I did was I worked, I partied, I drank, I went shopping. That's all I did. Okay. So when in my 20s, when I had a birthday, I remember a friend gave me a wooden box of essential oils. And it was from Australia. So I loved the smell. I started reading about it. I love reading. So I started reading about it and started testing, started trying different brands, organic from Europe, from Australia, all the best stuff, supposedly. And then when I was trying to get pregnant, I had to stop because all the books said you have to stop using essential oils when you're trying to get pregnant because you never know what's going to happen. And when you have a newborn baby, you don't put them on these newborn babies. So I figured if you cannot use it on a pregnant woman, something is wrong. So I stopped. And so when she told me about it, I was like, you know, I scoffed her, literally.
Right.
And I wasn't interested because I still have loads of essential oils at home. And they all were very expensive and smell very nice. And then a few months later, actually, I put this in my book. A few months later, she came to Hong Kong with a daughter for Christmas. And she had a bottle of sea spray in her hands. She sprayed it in our hands. And I was actually using another brand of hand sanitizer that used essential oils. It's a US brand, a small little company, not Young Living. And I loved the smell of that. And since Patricia had something very similar, but smelled better, I was willing to try it. So I wanted that sea spray. And she told me, oh yeah, this is the essential oil brand that I've been telling you about. I'm like, okay, well then I'd like to get some of that. She goes, well, I can buy it for you. I said, no, I am shopping queen. I can Google it myself and I'll find it myself, right? So the next day I found the Young Living website. I tried to order and I saw the sea household cleaner, the toothpaste, and I was already using non-fluoride toothpaste. And I've been trying different brands of toothpaste and I've been trying different brands of non-chemical household cleaner. So this was something else that I was ready to try because I've tried out a lot of different stuff. It was natural. And since it smelled good, it was good. And it wasn't expensive compared to what I'm using. It's around the same price. And I tried to order. And if you do not have an enrollment number in Young Living, you can't order. So I couldn't order. And I was like, what kind of company is this? They won't let you order anything. And so I text her and I said, hey, I'm trying to order that thing and I can't. And she goes, oh, I'll help you. So I gave her my credit card. I gave her my address. And I told her, I want a thief set with the household cleaner and all that. She said, you have to get the everyday oil kit. I said, no, I do not. I have loads of essential oils at home. No, these essential oils are different. I'm like, okay, whatever. And she goes, you got to get something Charette too because your daughter is always sick. I said, it's just a juice. Come on. No, it's different. It really works. All right, whatever. So my first order had a thief kit, had a box of everyday oils, and 4 bottles of Ming Charette.
Uh-huh.
And it all came in the gigantic box. And I wasn't interested in the essential oils nor the juice. I only opened the thief's household set, the toothpaste and the hand wash and the sanitizer, and I loved it. And she put me on ER. She said, that's the best deal. And she said, you just need to order like $500 worth of stuff every month and open that product guide And I open the product guide and start circling stuff that I wanted to buy. And I start putting it on a wish list on my phone because I was only ready to order 50 PV per month. Whatever it was extra, I was going to push to the next month. I ended up having such a long list on my wish list that I had to put everything in the same month. And it was like a 300 PV order. But I still wasn't using the essential oils. I was taking the supplements.
Okay. Yeah. So she, let me summarize how you got enrolled. I would say you got enrolled, Joanne, number one, because of your relationship with Patricia. Yeah. That relationship like permeated your resistance, because every part of the story you're talking about, you're putting up resistance, but it's not really true. It's just sort of that smokescreen kind of resistance that a lot of people put up. And it sounds like two things got through to you. One is your relationship with Patricia, and two is her persistence and passion.
Yeah.
Like she kept suggesting very powerfully, this is what you need to do and why you need to do it. All right. So for the sake of staying, keeping this interview on time track, let's fast forward. How long did you stay in product mode, consumer mode, before the lights came on about the opportunity? Where were you and what happened that the lights came on?
Okay, I think the answer to that will be very blurry, because the thing is, I am in a very different position than a lot of other members because I opened a market. So I was silver before I knew what was the business about. I didn't know that it was network marketing.
How did you get to silver?
So as soon as I realized the products work, I started introducing them to my friends. And I got my first check without knowing why they gave me money.
Right.
And then fast forward 2 months later, I was sitting in Singapore and Francis Fuller was telling me, I wanted product information. And Francis Fuller, who is Patricia's enroller, said to me, what do you want to know about what do you want to learn about? And I said, anything about the product. And she said, I'm not going to tell you about the product unless you learn about the compensation plan.
And I was like,
no, I have no idea what you're talking about. So she started, because she wouldn't tell me things that I wanted to know. So I had to sit there and learn about the compensation plan. But all I remember was blah, 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 10,000 CV, OGV, blah, 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 2 licks, blah, 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 silver, right? That's all I remember. And still wasn't interested in the business. But after I saw Gary Young at the Singapore opening, October 2011, I had a drive to go home and tell people about these products.
Okay, stop, Joanne. Stop. Hi. Stop.
Yep.
Because we want to isolate the lessons here that people can follow to have the same kind of breakthroughs you did.
Okay.
How critical was it to your entire Young Living career and story, which we'll get to, and it's epic. How important was it that you attended the Singapore meeting? Like, if you hadn't have attended that meeting, what happened at the meeting?
I won 100 sachets of Ningxia Red. And the person who was doing the lucky draw said on stage, whoever wins this, I'm going to start crying. Whoever wins this cannot drink it all by yourself and you have to share it. So I sat there in Singapore thinking, okay, if I win it, I'll share it with Hong Kong. And I made that wish and I won it. So when I carried that 100 packs of Ningxia Red, oh my God, I'm getting goosebumps, home, I had to start thinking of ways to give them away. And the fastest way to give them away was doing play dates, because we would have like 12 to 13 parents there. And everybody, I would give 2 to 3 packs. Then I can quickly get rid of my 100 packs of Ningxia Red, right? My mission was I had to give it out because I made a promise. And so, and when I was giving out these Young Living, these Ningxia Red, I had to tell my story, because they would ask me, what is this? I would have to tell my story, how the product have helped my daughter, how I went and won this Ningxia Red, and now how I had to give it away. And when I was telling my story, because how powerful that story was, how effective the products were, and I don't think I need to go into that because everybody who's been listening to this would probably know.
Yep.
And that story of how I was in the dark of a tunnel and Young Living products not only gave light at the end of the tunnel, it shined through my life, right? And that was such a powerful story. And it wasn't expensive. It isn't still not expensive to start with Young Living.
Right.
And it's a great, in fact, it's a great deal. So everybody wanted to sign up. So I was signing up people by the tens, right? And so that was November 2011. So I had no intention to build a business, even when I was signing people up by the tens. I knew the products work. I knew the products can help them. And that was what I was doing.
Yeah. That's pure Young Living culture that you got all the way to silver just sharing your own product experience. But I want to point to two things that might have made a huge difference in your career. One was Francis not educating you about the product unless you listened to the comp plan. You may have heard it as blah, 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 but I'll bet a couple of seeds germinated. And if you hadn't have gone to that Singapore event, so what's the lesson for people listening? Get people to events. It might be an event with 10 people. It might be an event with 100 people. It might be an event with 1,000 people. It might be the national convention. When you get people to events, magic happens. Right? So
Absolutely.
Now you went from that, getting rid of your 100 pack, to opening Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. And tell us about that, and then tell us about your rise to Royal Crown Diamond.
Okay, so it's the ball keep rolling, right? I literally could feel that the ball was rolling without me controlling it. It was sort of auto momentum, right? And so as soon as these people get their product, and as soon as they started working, they wanted to make a fence about it. They didn't care if people were saying no to them. They just wanted to get these products out to people so that they can be helped, right? And that's what I was doing. So I was telling people about it. And then 3 months later, Francis and Patricia came to Hong Kong and did a meeting for us. So I sent out emails and I sent out texts, and I just wanted to tell people how amazing these products are. And Francis did a 3-day workshop for me on children, hormones, and whatever I wanted to do, 2 or 3 days. And by the end of those 3 days, I think I must have signed up like 60 people over those 2 or 3 days. And by the end of those 3 days, I was silver. And the thing is, we were so passionate that we have to stop people from putting too much into their first order. I have to tell them, no. Keep this in your wish list. Just do 190 PP to get the freebies. And then you join ER. And then the next ER, you put 150. And by the time your next ER comes along, you would have 190 PP products because you would fall in love with them. And I have a reputation of not letting people buy stuff. Max is, I say, 190 PP. I think that's enough. Because if you buy like 300 PP worth of stuff, you wouldn't know how to use them. So just start slow and get on ER. And that's the best way to start. So that's how it is. And then 2 months later, Young Living came to Hong Kong to do their first event. We had 80 orders, about 60 people. And funnily enough, another person who is now a Royal Crown Diamond also won 100 packs of Ninja Red in that event.
Well,
that was the event that lined up.
There could be a secret there for events. Start giving away 100 packs of Ninja Red.
I
love that.
Diamond, right? And so anyway, I think you should probably get on one of your calls. Anyway, so and then I went to Silver Retreat, and then the next thing I knew, Gary said he was going to come to Hong Kong. And then the next thing I knew, 6 months later, they told me they're opening Hong Kong. And I said, no. I said, no, do not come to open Hong Kong. I'm not doing this for the business. I just want to help people. I'm happy as a stay-at-home mom because I know if you come open Hong Kong, I would have to start working. But they did it anyway.
Right.
And I did it anyway.
Yeah.
And so the moment when I decided that I have to keep going was the month I made gold, I think. I think that was about 6 months later. It was a summer. And I remember I had a friend who was also using a product. And you can totally edit this out. I asked her, I said, she wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, but she's a career woman. And I ask her, I'm in this crossroad where I have to choose between forgetting about Young Living business or go with it. But I know, and I could see, if I go with it, it will be a lifetime career because I knew how passionate I was. I know how effective the products were. And I know I wouldn't be able to stop. And she said, but in my heart, I really want to be a single mom because I wanted to watch my kids grow up. And she said, this is a stay-home opportunity. And what you can do is you can become a really great role model for your children. You took off two girls. You are pursuing something that you're super passionate about and everybody can feel it. And you're going to have times when you want to give up. You're going to have times when you have to work until wee hours in the morning. And you're going to be a role model to your children. And you're going to have times when you want to give up, but you won't. And when your children watch you do this, when they're at school, when they want to give up on something, they won't because their mom didn't. And when they grow up and they will have challenges and there will be times when they hate wanting to do this homework or this project, but they will still push through because that's what you did. That's what you showed them. And if you want to be a good role model to your kids, you can either be a stay-at-home mom and they will want to be a stay-at-home mom when they grow up and do the laundry and cook, and nothing is wrong with that. It's an amazing job. Or you can be a stay-at-home mom and a career woman. It depends what kind of role model you want to be for them. And so I decided the route that I've taken. And the most amazing thing is I've seen that on my daughter. She's 14, as I said, and she hates math and she hates science. But she still gives her best work and she still does her best. She hates it. She complains along the way. And just like I do too sometimes with Young Living, I complain along the way, but I enjoy it and I do my best and I give my best work. And I see that in their schoolwork. And it's not something that will happen overnight. It takes time. It takes time for us to show them this is how we work. This is our work ethic. This is our attitude towards something that we love. And they just follow. And I think that's one of the most important things that we as mothers or dads can show our children is the adversity when we are pursuing something that we love. And it's not easy, flowery, fairy dust all the way. It's going to be up and down and you're going to have hard times. You're going to be crying at night. It's going to be tough, but it's going to be worth it. And I think that's something that I am so grateful that I'm giving my children.
Yeah, beautiful. So Joanna, tell us about the road to Diamond. First question, how many years or months, let's say from 2011, did it mm-hmm. take you to get to Diamond?
So I made Diamond 2014 in May.
So about 3 years.
Mm-hmm. 3 years. Yep.
And in that three-year period to get to Diamond, in that three-year period, how many people did you personally enroll?
I think about 200. I'm not so sure. I'm a bit confused about that. It was all of whirlwind. Yeah. I was talking to everybody I could. I didn't care if they were interested. If they weren't interested, I would tell myself, next. You know, it's their they are missing out. And then I learned about duplication early on at Silver Retreat. Somebody, he's now a diamond, and I give him credit, and I'm so grateful that I heard about duplication. So as soon as I heard about duplication, I was determined to find out what duplication meant. And I was determined to try out different ways of duplication, of a mentality duplication, of work duplication, of signing people up duplication. I knew that was the key, but I didn't know what it meant. And there were so many different resources, but I didn't have a lot of people to ask.
Right.
So I had to find out on by myself, right? So I think that was the key. And when we were doing, you know, when people came into Young Living, the first question is, I don't know how to use the products. And I wouldn't know how to introduce the products to other people because I wouldn't know how to teach them how to use it, right? To me, that was not a problem because what I could do was I could do teaching and they can bring the people in. I was signing up everybody I knew already. I didn't have any other people that I could sign up at that moment because I was signing up them so quickly. Obviously now I'm still signing up people, the new people that I meet. But at that moment, we had a new market, we opened the new market and I wanted them to bring people in. And I was doing all the education because they were so new. I'm not telling people to do that because that's not really duplicable. But if it's possible for you to do it as, I'm sorry, that's the laundry. If it were possible for you to do online classes, brochures, throw people into the Young Living Training and Education Facebook page, I think the education could be done by a handful of people. We had about three people, Michelle, Gretchen, and me. We were doing all the education. And the people who wanted to build this as a business were bringing the people in.
Right. That was your duplication system.
Yeah. And the people were coming in really fast.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I want to go back, Joanna. You're talking about two things that are really critical here. One is duplication. I want to come back to that. But I also want to focus on even what you said about when Francis and who's your sponsor?
Patricia
came to Hong Kong for the first meeting. You said you called and texted everyone. And then you just said on your road to Diamond that what I want to capture is your attitude about approaching people. How many people you approached, your attitude about approaching them, where you found them. This is probably the biggest mystery to people that are looking to build a big team, is they tend to tell themselves, well, I don't know that many people. Most people won't be interested. I shouldn't talk to that many people. Maybe I can get away with not enrolling that many people. Maybe if I only enroll one or two a month, I'll eventually get to Diamond. What I want you to do, Joanne, is dispel those myths, because there are myths. They are myths. There is a personal enrollment attitude and pace of play that's required to get through that momentum. You spoke to it when Patricia and Francis came to do the first meeting for you, and you spoke to it on the road to Diamond. So you personally enrolled 300 people or 200 people. That's a lot of people, but I got to tell you, everybody that I've ever interviewed that's built a huge business, they also enrolled 150, 200 people their first 3 or 4 years. So tell people about where you found those people and how you talked to them and how you maintained your motivation and your attitude, because most of them probably said no.
Oh, you're so absolutely right. The thing is, I knew what I had was really good, right? I had a conviction. I knew. There was no doubt about it. And of course, the first few times when people said no, I was like, you know, I go home and I licked my wounds. But then I figured, I looked deep into it. Is it my loss or their loss? But the matter of the fact is, it's their loss, because you have some amazing products. I can't say about other companies because I don't know, but Young Living has really good products. So yes. if it's them saying no to this, it's just them losing out. It's not you. So why do you have to be sad about them losing out when it's none of your business? Right. Really, it truly is not your business. And the problem with a lot of people is when people say no to them, they think it's a denial of their own existence. It's not. It has nothing to do with you. It's just like you love eating banana, and when you tell people, oh, this banana is amazing, and when they say no, I hate bananas, or I'm not willing to try banana because it looks weird, you wouldn't take it personally, right?
Right.
You'd change something and talk about something else.
Right.
Why would you take it personally when people say no to Young Living? And even especially, you know, that it's a great product, especially because you've benefited from it. I think a lot of times they don't trust the product enough. Maybe, I don't know. And okay, so that's how, so I actually literally have people, I would walk up to bunches of people who would be chatting, and one person would say, oh my God, here she comes again. She's going to talk about the oils. And she turns, and he turns around and leaves, because I was getting into that group. And I was like, I would roll my eye and go, whatever. I can talk about oils, or I cannot talk about the oils, because I've got loads of other stuff to talk about. But you know what? The thing is, when you've got people who have used the oils, you don't want to talk about it, but they keep asking you.
Right.
So
yeah. Well, you
people.
You, what you did, what I, what that I want people to listen to is you created your own story, Joanne, about that gave you a green light to take your passion and your conviction and not let other people determine what you're going to do with it. Most mm-hmm. people probably said no. You created a story. Now, if people just listen to what you said there about, hey, bananas, not bananas, you know, that's just a story you made up that allowed you to go fulfill your vision and your passion and your dream. And everybody on the road to diamond, folks, you got to figure out how to do that. You have to figure out your own story. Use the banana one if you want. Use whatever it takes so that you can keep promoting your passion. Because if you let the marketplace, which most people are going to say no, if you let them determine your path, you're not going to diamond. They don't want you to go to diamond. You have to decide.
They don't care. It's not their life.
No.
You know, it's not their life. It's your life. So you have to make that move. You have to make that change. And it's only you. Nobody else is going to do it for you. And nobody else right. is going to tell you. Even your upline cannot tell you to ignore those people who say no to you.
Right.
Nobody can. You are the only person who can tell yourself to ignore those people who are going to say no to you. And you have to know strong enough why you have to ignore them. Right.
Yeah.
And really, it has nothing to do with anybody else. It just has to do with you. And along the way, you will learn to blur all that no out. I still have people, you know what? The thing is, I always say the people who are closest to you are the ones who are going to say no to you.
Right.
Nearly all my best friends at that time didn't sign up. My parents still, to this day, do not use Young Living. Okay? My parents. Okay?
That's crazy,
and
isn't it?
They sort of do. You know, you give it to them. They put it on. You know, the peppermint, the lemongrass, they do. But they put it on like everybody else does. They do not have that conviction. And
right.
they see what has changed with their son to their daughter. And it's not
yeah.
my loss, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sad, but...
The whole interview, Joanne, is worth that nugget right there, because if people can get through that, then they can go on their path. Maybe it'll take them 5 or 6, 7, 10 years, doesn't matter. But if they can enroll hundreds of people, they'll build a huge business. Speak to us as we wrap this up, Joanne, the next big nugget that I know took you to Royal Crown Diamond is you figuring out duplication. How did you figure out how you didn't have to do all of the work and you could take your success and empower other people around you to have their own road to diamond? Because obviously that's how you get to Royal Crown Diamond, is get some people who get on their own road to diamond. How did you do that?
I would have to say the Facebook group really, really helped with the education.
Yep.
They could easily find information in the group. And when once people bring people in, they just throw them in the group and then they get the product education there, right? And then I think the thing is, break it down. It's very overwhelming for a beginner to hear 10,000 OGV and you mix and you get hearing about 200 PV, right?
Right.
But once you break that down into smaller pieces, so executive, I would love to share this with everybody, is that silver is sort of like two executives, right? And a lot of the people, and I have to say this, a lot of the people in Young Living look at silver as their first goal. I would have to say no to that, because if you do that, you're going to end up having two thunder thighs. And when you get to diamond, it will be nearly impossible for you to get a crown. And it will be even impossible to get for you to get to royal. And that's why everybody in Young Living is having problems getting to crown and royal, because they put everybody under those two silver
right.
lakes. So
right.
what you need to do is actually you need to break it down to gold is 35,000 and you divide that by executive, which is actually 9 executives. So you tell everybody who want to build this to build themselves to executive.
Beautiful.
And that's 4,000 OGV. With every two executives, you get a silver, right?
Right.
And so if you break it up into your legs and follow the rising star bonus structure, you build your legs. You may get to silver a little bit slower, but once you've got people who built together to executive, you have got that duplication coming. And it's so much reachable if they want to get to executives. But once you've got loads of executives, and then that's where all your silvers come in, that's where everybody gets to gold, that's where everybody gets to platinum, and that's when that duplication happens.
Yep.
And so the product education is everybody should get books, just refer to that books. And the thing with Young Living Product is so safe. It's not like you got to use one drop, two drop, three drop, four times, three times a day. It's not a prescription. It's just my personal stories and personal experience, right? And by watching how everybody else uses the product, you can test that out on yourself. Or we say we do human testing. We test it on our kids or our husbands or ourselves. And you learn along the way. And because it's so safe, you never really go wrong. That's just, and a lot of faith, a lot of trust. I think the duplication comes with faith and belief that the products actually work. And not giving up on the product when you don't really see the change that you want to see. You may want to try something else or ask around or go into the Facebook group or Google. I don't know. There's so many resources.
There is so much product intelligence that lives in the Young Living community. Hundreds of thousands of people have stories, have DIY, they have all kinds of different ways of learning how to maximize the products. This is we have our own Google right inside of Young Living. Those are two beautiful duplication strategies, Joanna, that, you know, use something like a Facebook group and use the whole community to educate your team and your customers on all of the uses and benefits of the products, and break down all building and advancement into a duplicatable, achievable building block in the comp plan. You're using executives, some people use senior star, doesn't matter what it is, but it needs to be big enough so it's of significance, but small enough so people can see themselves doing it. And I love what you said about, hey, start with Royal Crown Diamond in mind, like build it so that you have the structure to eventually get there, as opposed to seeing how fast you can get to silver, and then you're limited beyond. That's brilliant stuff. I need to wrap this up. Joanna, you're longer than most because, well, you know, you and I could, I'm sure, go for 2 hours. And we didn't even get any Eric in there. And I know he's like standing in the kitchen or wherever he is there. He should at least come and say hi. I saw him for half a second. He had a cameo appearance early on. But your story is phenomenal. I'm going to ask you one more question. All of your stats, by the way, will be posted on the page with this interview. So everyone will see what a ginormous business you have built. The last question I'm going to ask you, Joanna, is just take a minute or two and speak to the struggling Young Living executive or silver or senior star. They want this so bad. They're willing to work. And they're struggling. And of course, that all starts right up here. If you were the last person on earth to have a shot at inspiring that struggling Young Living leader that one day could speak to, well, Joanne said this to me, and that made all the difference in the world, and here I am, a Royal Crown Diamond 10 years later. What would you say to that person who's listening to this interview that wants to do what you've done?
Well, I'm grateful. I don't remember who told me that, is that your organization can only be as big as you. So this is actually a personal growth journey. It's not only about earning the money or helping people. It's about growing yourself personally. And that, I know, it's abstract. And I will tell you that every step of the way, every rank that you move up, you will be met with a really big challenge, whether it's from executive to silver, from silver to gold, or even crown to royal, or even when you're at royal. That challenge will be so big that it will stop you and you will want to give up. And I have been lucky because every time when I had a challenge like that, when I was about to give up, and I can tell you that I've wanted to give up, I can't even count with my fingers and my toes the times that I wanted to give up. Somebody would send me a message and tell me how the products have helped them or something little that I've said that have made a difference in their life. And that is why I keep going. And through that, it will always be about yourself, that personal growth journey, and you will always need forgiveness. And that we sell in a bottle. And you will always have to forgive yourself for making some decisions that wasn't the best. But remember that you were doing the best that you could at that moment. Or that person that was on the other side that had made you angry or given you that challenge, they are doing the best they could. So forgive yourself and forgive them and move on and let it go. And believe, and we also saw that in a bottle, and believe on top of your crown every day, every day, every day, every day until you get to royal, and especially on the days that you want to give up. And there will be times, and I promise you, there will be such a big challenge that you say, oh, you know, what the heck, I'm not doing this anymore. But because at that moment, you cannot see beyond it. You were in such darkness, you were in such a dark place that you cannot see beyond how you can get out of it. And you will feel like you will never get out of it, but you will, because we've got oil to help you go through that. And the only thing that you can do is look inside and become a better person and grow beyond that. Yes. You can go beyond that. You can overcome that challenge. And then it will be light at the end of the tunnel, and then you'll become better. Your team will become better, and it will be all be worth it. And that's what it is.
Yeah, that's it. What a beautiful answer. Joanne, thank you so much. This is an extraordinary interview. We could easily go for hours. I look forward to seeing you soon. You're an extraordinary gift to the entire Young Living community and your special relationship that I know you had with him. So thank you for joining us today on Road to Diamond. Thank you all for listening.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's RUNTHRURANK.com. We'll see you there.